The mysteries of Christmas are many, and among them is the mystery of the music heard that Christmas night. The angels shouted the great declaration, "Glory to God in the highest," and creation took up as a song. Why this music? Is it merely window dressing, or does it disclose a mystery to us? As always with the things of God, there are realities far deeper than most of us imagine. The Christmas feast weaves together, among many other mysteries, those of music and ascent. And it points to music and ascent. Let's examine this key point, that the Lord descends to one song, that we might send to a new song, to the highest heavens. That the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord." That we first look to Jesus' divine descent. Note that Jesus, who is called Savior, Anointed One and Lord, is said to be found wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. A manger is a trough from which animals are fed. What sort of king, what sort of Lord does this? It's almost like a divine comedy. Imagine the shepherds shaking in fear, quaking in fear at the presence of an awesome angel of God, who then says to them that you're going to find God, you're going to find the Savior lying in a feed box inside a nearby stable. Indeed, there is a remarkable divine condescension here, that the Lord does not merely descend from heaven to earth, but to one of the lowliest places on earth, a smelly cave among animals, that his bed a feeding trough, not a cozy cradle. Yet how fitting that he who is the bread of life would be born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread, would be found lying in a manger, he who feeds us with himself. Why this descent? That the Lord descends that night, descends today to one song in order that we might ascend with him one day to a new place and a new song. To what song does he descend? And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." That the angels rejoiced in God's plan and longed for its day that was finally happening. Now God himself would intervene in the human scene. The rank on race of the heavenly host spread its vanguard on the way as the light of light descended from the realms of endless day, that the powers of hell may be vanquished as shadows clear away. Why all this music at the divine descent? Because music and descent are related, are meant to lead us higher. That Christ descends to one song in order to lead us to an even nobler, an even higher song. So again, this music, this descent are related, are meant to lead us higher. That Christ descends to one song in order to lead us to an even nobler, an even higher song. A song that is sung in the highest heaven. Without this ascent, without this first song, the second song in our ascent would be impossible. That Christ descends to the song of the lower heavens so that we, by his saving grace, may ascend to the place, to the song of the higher heavens. And what is this new song? Where is this place? Isaiah heard that music, saw that place. That we can go and read in his book, "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" Here is our new song, a higher song, one sung only in the highest heavens before the throne of God, one sung only by the redeemed. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. At every Mass, our High Priest, Jesus Christ, speaking through His priest, says, "Lift up your hearts." And you, the congregation, replies, "We lift them up to the Lord." In other words, we are told to come higher, to come into the Holy of Holies of heaven, to come before the throne of God, to sing a hymn of the highest of heaven. That our ascent to this highest point is made possible only by our Lord's ascent to the lowliest places on earth, to the manger, to the cross, to Sheol. That only when we're caught up higher by our Lord's work of redemption can we hear and join in, "Holy, holy, holy." Then one day it will be fully our song when God says to us, "Come up higher, come to me in heaven." That by Him who descended, we will then ascend and sing a new song to the Lord. We can see an example of this descending and ascending to be found in Charlie Brown Christmas. And Charlie Brown is best known maybe for his uniquely striped shirt. You can go and think of his friends like Linus, who's most associated with his ever-present security blanket. And throughout the story of the Peanuts, Lucy, Snoopy, Sally, and all the others work to no avail to separate Linus from his blanket. And even though his security blanket remains a major source of ridicule for the otherwise mature and thoughtful Linus, he simply refuses to give it up. But in that climactic scene in Charlie Brown Christmas, when Linus shares what Christmas is all about, he drops his blanket. He drops what feels secure to him. And that this is intentional. That the most telling is the specific moments that he drops the moment. When he utters the words of that angel, "Do not be afraid. Fear not." That the descent, the birth of Jesus, separates us from our fears. The descent of Jesus, His birth, frees us from habits that we are unable or unwilling to break ourselves of. The descent of Jesus, the birth of Him, allows us to simply drop the false security that we have grasped so tightly and learn to trust, to cling to Him, instead of what we, so that we might ascend to the heights of being a saint. After that epic blanket-dropping recitation of Scripture given by Linus in response to Charlie Brown's quest for meaning, he picks that blanket back up, though. It's a little anticlimactic. Why would Linus pick up that old security back up after so boldly proclaiming an end to fear? Why does he leave the stage with that security blanket still in his hand? But we must first realize that we all carry that same blanket. We all carry things around with us. Sin. That just like Linus, we may ascend and stand tall in a moment of faith and conviction. A moment when faith hidden in our heart comes to life and all else is flung aside as we experience and proclaim the true freedom and security that only Jesus can give. But at some point, out of habit, we descend. We reach down. We pick that sin, that blanket, right back up. That faith, while powerful, is also delicate. The Linus clearly knows the truth, clearly proclaims the truth, believes. The knowledge is there, the wisdom is there, the passion is there. So why does he pick it back up and descend again? I think the answer is very clear. Because we all do the same thing. We know. We feel. We proclaim, yet we gaze in the mirror one morning to find that tattered old blanket of sin draped over our shoulder yet again. And we realize that we have become so used to it, being there, that we hardly even noticed it. But that is not where this blanket story ends. The show ends with the Peanuts gang not just singing, but clearly and unquestionably singing in worship. That even the music style up to that point is different from anything else heard previously. And you can go and think, they're all gathered around that tree. And the obvious choice for what them to sing would be "O Christmas Tree," the notes of which had been playing gently in the background in the midst of their dialogue. But the focus is no longer on that tree. The focus has become bigger than that tree. The focus is Jesus. And with this new focus, the kings effortlessly slide into Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the newborn king. But before any of that happens, Linus parts with that blanket yet again, lays it down for good at the base of that beautiful Christmas tree. Just as we should strive not just to lay down our blanket of sin just anywhere, but to leave it forever behind us at the foot of the cross for our good and the good of others. The Linus and his friends have moved from speaking the truth and hearing to the truth to a deeper place of worship where they have finally responded to the truth. Much like those shepherds who were instructed by the angel, do not be afraid. Here is the end of the show. The Linus lays down that blanket yet again. And this time, he doesn't look back. He ascends in faith. That the Lord descends to one song, that we might ascend to a new song, in a new place, in the highest heavens. That may he who descends to the manger tonight, this Christmas day, cause us to ascend to the highest heavens, to sing that new song, to become the saints that he so desperately wants us to be.